This is Mark's Almanac. Look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're talking about February 8th, and it was on this date in 1922 that President Warren G. Harding decided to take the biggest thing going in technology and have it installed in the White House. With radio making waves, pun intended, across the nation, it would actually go on to help his successor, Calvin Coolidge, to use the technology to his advantage. Not only did he become the first president to broadcast from the White House, as he did on Washington's birthday, to 42 stations from coast to coast. Actually, before the broadcast, radio played a factor in him winning the office in 1924, as the largest radio audience ever to tune into a broadcast up to that time was for his final campaign speech. But since we've already heard that, let's listen to Harding and his return to normalcy after World War I.
There isn't anything the matter with the world civilization, except that humanity is viewing it to a vision impaired in a cataclysmal war. Poise has been disturbed, and nerves have been racked, and fever has rendered men irrational.
And in a bit of basketball history, it was on this date in 1960 that NBA great and Hall of Fame Celtics center Bill Russell broke his own record, pulling down an incredible 51 rebounds during a 124-100 Boston victory over the Syracuse Nationals. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.